This is one of Europe's most important energy projects, a pipeline that will connect an offshore gas import terminal to the Greek grid this year. The Floating Storage and Regasification Unit, or FSRU, will be permanently anchored off Alexandroupolis, a northern port that's already a major hub for Western weapons bound for Ukraine. Most of the gas will be re-exported to Southeast Europe, competing against Russian gas exports there and depriving Russia of income. The project's owners say Greece's potential as a gateway for non-Russian gas is enormous.
Should the Russian gas is totally discontinued from the region, including Hungary and Moldova, we are looking at a gap of 21 to 22 billion cubic meters. And if you add to that the future demand of Ukraine, then we are looking at a potential market of about 50 to 55 billion cubic meters.
Greece is already playing this role. It operates the only gas import terminal in the Balkans, south of Croatia, and has supplied Bulgaria since Russia cut off its gas supply last year. And more terminals are planned.
Greece is building a small fleet of FSRUs. Already the first one will come on stream by December this year in Alexandroupolis. A second one, construction of which is also going to start this year, is in Corinth, in the motor oil refinery. And there are licenses for another two, one in Thessaloniki and another one in Alexandroupolis, and the fifth one coming in Volos.
All this makes Greece a champion of the Western boycott of Russian energy. But most people here say they're not seeing the benefits.
Even this diversity and security of supply hasn't made energy cheap for Greek consumers, which is what matters in this election. New Democracy did spend $15 billion subsidizing energy bills last year, but much of that came from taxes. The decision they made that will really make a difference to people's pockets was to drill for Greek gas, but that won't come onto the market for at least 4 years.
In the meantime, the governing New Democracy Party has pursued energy autonomy from renewables. It doubled electricity generation from solar and wind power to cover 40% of Greece's needs, and plans to double that if it wins another term this Sunday. The benefits of decarbonization and Greece's geopolitical role against Russia aren't lost on voters, but there's a danger that many will feel they're paying a high price for that policy. John Psaropoulos, Al Jazeera, Alexandroupolis.